You'll just never understand, will you?
Understand what, baby?
That my place is here, with my people.
Melanie, what help could you possibly be to these people while you're living hand to mouth on a file clerk's check?
Well, at least I'm here, in day-to-day contact with my people. Instead of being like you and Daddy and sitting over in Linden Hills with a terminal case of middle-class amnesia.
You'll have to live in the slums to care, Melanie. You don't have to try to be something you're not.
Oh, God, I can't stand this. Trying to be something I'm not? Trying to be proud of my African heritage? If that's being something I'm not, then fine. I'd rather be dead than be like you. Stuck-up nigger who's ashamed of being black.
My grandmother was a full-blooded Iroquois. My grandfather was a black from a long line of journeymen who lived in Connecticut since the establishment of the colonies. My father was a Bajan who came to this country a cabin boy in a merchant marina.
I know all of that, Mama.
Then know this. I am alive because of the blood of a people who never scraped or begged or apologized for what they were. They asked only one thing of this world. To be allowed to be. And I learn through the blood of this people that black isn't beautiful. It isn't ugly. It isn't kinky hair. It isn't straight hair. Black is just black. It broke my heart when you changed your name. I gave you my grandmother's name, a woman who bore 9 children and educated them all. Who held off 6 white men with a shotgun when they tried to drag one of her sons off to jail for not knowing his place. And you had to reach into an African dictionary to find a name that would make you proud.